Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Final half hour of the show today as we get you ready for K-State football. And it's an all-Western Kansas crew, I guess, in as Danny Welniak comes in. You spent some time, not in Manhattan, but you did spend some time in different parts of Kansas.
Yes, Dodge City and Manhattan and KU, both of those Kansas colleges were big, big when it came to coverage. So we did a lot of K-State coverage, a lot of KU coverage.
Right? Makes sense?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of fans out in Western Kansas of K-State and KU.
I mean, that would be logical. And Broncos and Chiefs fans, is it split out that way?
It's crazy. The closer you get to that Colorado border out there in Western Kansas, the more Broncos fans you have. So there's a lot of times that you're kind of balancing between Broncos coverage and Chiefs coverage, because every time you show a Chiefs highlight, it's like, well, we're Broncos fans out here too. It's only like a four-hour drive, so it's just as far from Mile High to Arrowhead as it is for us.
Look, random person. It's TV. I get 2.5 minutes.
Less than.
If I got 22 minutes to talk about it, sure.
Then you would get it.
Let's get it all in. Right? Problem solved. You don't even get 2.5 minutes? Was I exaggerating?
You were exaggerating. We got exactly 2 minutes in Western Kansas, and most of that was designated to high school coverage.
Dang.
So
tough living.
Hey, it was my start, and I tell people that it was a huge blessing because it gave me the two best things in my life: an opportunity to get into this industry, and my husband. So I met him out in Western Kansas. Bless his heart.
And then brought him to the big city.
And did, yes. All the traffic blows his mind. I'm from Dallas, so this KC traffic is nothing. But
Dallas traffic is a horrid nightmare.
It is definitely something you don't want to experience if you haven't.
Well, thanks for joining us in studio. It's Danny Welniak. I'm Cody Tapp. In studio, but not talking at the moment, is Alex Gold. We'll start our show, Cody and Gold, this Thursday at 10 a.m., or the foreseeable future. So at least since he's in here, I should mention that and tease the fact that we'll start our show on Thursday. And you and Alex actually kind of know each other from the Western Kansas days back in Wichita. So
yes. Yeah, it was a good time. Lots of Wichita State coverage. Greg Marshall, what? So you need a Wichita State fix. The two of us can handle that.
Great. We'll do 20 minutes on that for the next. No, it's
top 25. Raise the roof.
I think they still are. I haven't looked at the AP rankings yet this week. I wanted to start with the Chiefs stuff because we've talked a little bit about it, but we were just having a conversation about how it kind of feels like maybe the Chiefs are planning on walking away from Chris Jones.
Oh, I hope that's not the case.
I think it'd be a huge mistake.
I think so too.
Do you think that that's what they're considering here?
I think it's very interesting because of how this season has unfolded, in that I heard you say it earlier as I was driving in, so I can't take credit for this thought, but you saying that, hey, they pretty much picked Frank Clark over Chris Jones when they signed him and brought him in, because you could have made the big payout for him and signed him to a multi-year deal, but you didn't. You felt like you could get Frank Clark for that kind of money and still be able to have both of them. So I think he has proven that he deserves that kind of money this year. I thought he proved that he deserved it last year, but then again, that's just me.
He had 15 and a half sacks. It'd be hard to argue that he didn't.
You know, so I had a hard time with that decision in the first place, but I think Frank Clark has lived up to it. I think the Chiefs, from a personnel perspective, kind of feel like they're getting the best of both worlds, because they get Chris Jones and they get Frank Clark this year. And if they're putting all their chips in for the Super Bowl this year, then that seems like the best option.
Well, if they want to just wait, if it's a wait-and-see approach, it's burned them a couple of times.
Right.
Because they could have paid Barry sooner. They could have paid Houston sooner. So those deals that didn't go right, one of the knocks on Dorsey was that he waited too long to sign people.
Correct. But then overpaid them when he did.
And then overpaid them when he did. And no matter what you pay Chris Jones, it's going to be top defensive line money. Mm-hmm. He's going to want, he'll probably ask for Aaron Donald money. He'll probably get Fletcher Cox money. Fletcher Cox got pretty good money.
Yeah, he's still up there.
So, I mean, that's so no matter what, you're going to have to pay him, like, maybe not overpay, but you're going to be paying maximum dollar for him, which they did the last couple of times. But If you thought you couldn't pay, if like the problem was, is that the time to sign the extension was before last year.
Right.
And then he had 15 and a half sacks, and you're like, well, God, I mean, now he's going to ask for top defensive tackle money. And they've only made it worse by allowing him to be more of a defensive end in this system, too.
Yeah.
So now it can be like, well, now I want top defensive end money, not tackle money. And so it really does become a problem paying him. But at the same time, it feels awfully overconfident to attempt to move on defensively after one good year of a player that talented.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think from the franchise perspective, it feels like that's the way that it's moving. For Chris Jones, as a human being and a person and a player, I think it's a better option for him to try to go get that money elsewhere, because I think elsewhere is probably going to pay him that kind of money. I don't think the Chiefs are going to do that. Maybe they kind of beat around the bush and franchise tag him going into next year, but I just don't think that's fair to him. Then again, as an organization, as the Chiefs, as a business, they're not thinking about you as a person. They're thinking about their front line and what's going to be better for them, which for them, it would be to franchise tag him, and you're still paying Frank Clark. So you've got both of them for yet another year.
Boy, if you franchise tag him, can you really afford to just carry him along with $19
million? I know.
See, we think that if you franchise tag him, that means they're going to trade him.
That's actually
because they're not going to double franchise him. That's never going to happen.
No.
So it's either franchise and sign to a long-term deal because you couldn't get the long-term deal done before you had to franchise tag him, or you're franchising him to trade him.
Yeah, and I don't see the Chiefs dishing out that kind of – I don't see them dishing out money for a defensive player, especially when you've got Patrick Mahomes' contract right around the corner too.
I know Ward is going to have to get paid, not next year, but the year after. And if you think he's an elite-level corner, then you have to continue to have those conversations too. I know you can't pay everyone. I am aware that that's not the system that works.
Why can't we pay everyone?
But Chris Jones is the one I would pay.
Right.
Like, if you're offering me up other options of people to pay, Chris Jones is a big enough difference maker on defense for me that I think I'd pay him.
I would, too. And my perspective has been, obviously, not the perspective of the Chiefs, because back to training camp when I thought that he should have gotten paid during the offseason – Chris Jones is a guy that's a difference maker. He has vastly improved this year, which I think was something that maybe the Chiefs didn't expect, because he was hurt quite a bit last year. This year, he's had some injuries here and there, but he's still been a dominant force and put in the leadership to change this defense and help this defense and be versatile enough to be able to play whatever position you need on the defensive line when other guys go down. And I think it's so interesting, just the development between the beginning of this season and now towards the end, how Frank Clark and Chris Jones are now like best friends. Did you see them coming in after the game and how they're like all hugging on each other? They're both jumping into the stands with the fans. And I think that dynamic is something that has certainly helped them. So I wish and believe that they need to pay him, because I think he's my MVP of the defense for 2019. If you made me pick one between him and Tyrann Mathieu, the two of them are my top two guys. So I think the Chiefs need him moving forward, but I don't think that necessarily the organization believes that they need him moving forward.
On the text line 69306, this is one of those attitudes I don't understand. It's like, no, don't pay him, because then you teach, you don't want to set a precedent of players holding out earlier in their contract. I'm like, first, why do people so often quickly side with billionaires versus millionaires even? Like, how dare they hold out and ask for more money when that guy is $1 billion? You're like, what do you care? Yeah,
I have never understood that perspective, because if you put yourself in those shoes, are you the person that,
like, if your boss who drives a Lamborghini doesn't want you to have a Corolla, isn't this a problem?
Yes. It's not that they need that money. It's just
my boss doesn't drive a Lamborghini that I know. I don't think Speck does.
Well, I mean, if he shows up with a Lamborghini one day, then you should probably hold out.
I'm going to ask for a raise.
You should ask for a raise. Like, absolutely.
You know what? Coding Gold's not starting for at least another week. You drive a Lamborghini, something's wrong here. Our system is skewed. I want
this. In radio, someone with a Lamborghini, something's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, I have questions in this business.
But yes, undoubtedly.
But I don't understand the idea that, like, someone holding out would be. That can't be. Like, the only reason the Chiefs are not going to pay him, it's not going to be because, obviously, personality-wise, he's great. He's great with teammates. He's been great with the coaching staff. The only problems you'd have with him are, do you think his production is going to match his value? That's the only decision they're making on this, right?
Right. And
you've never heard anything else about the Chiefs having any issues with
his shows. No, absolutely not. No, and he's great with the media, too. He has that Andy Reid philosophy where he's not going to give you too much, but he's also very fun with us, and he talks to us like you would talk to your friend inside that locker room. And I haven't heard of any issues with him. I think he's a great locker room guy, and that's one of the things the Chiefs love. They want somebody who's going to be able to, A, bring the energy, and B, not create any drama inside that locker room. That's a big Andy Reid philosophy. And I just think he's an awesome part of this defense, and I'm going to preach that until they get rid of him. Like, the Chiefs need to keep Chris Jones around because he is perfect for this defense, and he's a great leader.
You sure this isn't just because he's a good quote and you work in TV?
That helps, too. I'm not saying it's not part of it.
He's a good quote.
But he's a great quote, and he is funny, and he's enjoyable not only to watch but also to deal with in the locker room, and you don't run across many of those in this industry.
No, it's hard. It's a mixed bag.
Yes.
In truth, it's a mixed bag. When you're, I guess just that, like, we talk about how much, like, the Chiefs must be excited about getting a bye week. You probably get a couple of extra days off, don't you?
I was dancing all over the place when I got back to the studio and they had the bye week because, so, on
Wait,
Sundays.
Did you not find out live on the field?
Well, yeah, but I can't dance on the field. I have to be professional. Come on, Cody. That's how this works. I'm not running around the locker room getting all crazy and stuff. Let the players do that, and then I can celebrate. Okay. But yeah, we work 16, 17-hour days sometimes on Sundays. So to be able to have a Sunday semi-off, just a normal 8-hour day, is so glorious. And then on top of that, we don't have specials this week. So that means that you get a little bit of extra time to breathe, and you don't have to travel that second week to New England, or you get to have it at home. So we have a bye week, and then on top of that, you get to stay home for that divisional round game, which is glorious.
So no specials, no long weeks. You should just take an extra day off. They probably owe you one.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm only eating like 60 hours of vacation. It's fine.
God, it doesn't roll over?
No, we don't roll over. I know. Just
we're not trying to attack the company. We're all good here. People, no. Ours, I don't think does.
But it's okay, because you know what? This is what I sign up for, and I love my job, and I think it's amazing, hey, and I get to cover sports for a living.
If it makes you feel any better, so that we could start Cody and Gold on Thursday, I'm giving up like 6 weeks of time off.
I'm so proud of
think
you.
Think about it.
Should
think
I be encouraging this? Probably
I would be going,
not.
I would be going to Arizona in February. Yeah, I don't want to wait around till February to start the show. That's
nah,
no fun.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
No. No. No, it's fine. I'll be fine. I'll be all right.
No, so yes, I was just as excited as the players are to have that bye week because it's a mental break and just gives us a little bit of extra time to be able to get set and ready to go for that playoff run, kind of like the players do.
Would you be in the same camp as thinking that the Chiefs, like, we didn't talk about it a ton in the show, but I think they dodged a big bullet. They're better than all the teams they would have faced in the first round, but the Titans are a particularly scary brand of football you would not have wanted to see.
No, absolutely
in the first
not.
Round, even as an 8-8 team, it's just the worst. It's one of the worst possible matchups. You feel like they've dodged something significant here, right?
Absolutely. No, I'm definitely on that boat, especially with how Andy Reid has prepared his teams and played against the Titans. What is their records? Like, he's like 1-4 or 1-3 against them. So I just think
and
there's
like
something
devastating playoff losses,
yeah,
opening season losses.
Yeah, there's something mental there, something about that. So I do not like that matchup at all. Plus, you also have that little inkling in the back of your mind as players and as a team, that terrible loss in Tennessee that you're like, I really hope that doesn't happen again. And sometimes that stuff can come to fruition and be self-fulfilling prophecies out on the field. So I think that's a huge bullet dodged. I also think it's another bullet dodged because the Patriots will now not have 2 weeks to prepare for you. If they beat the Tennessee Titans, they're a little bit more banged up, a little bit more beat up, and then they got to come to Arrowhead. So I think that's a better matchup for the Chiefs to face the Patriots in the postseason when they're a different team in the postseason with not only game film under their belt that they can watch, but also you have a team that's already kind of exerted a lot of energy to get to that point to meet you, and you're completely fresh and ready to go.
I know you didn't want to bury them last week, but they just lost the Dolphins in week 17 with a bye on the line. You sure you don't want to bury the Patriots yet?
I will not bury the Patriots because I was talking to Breland throughout the entirety of the game as we're watching our phones, the Patriots and Dolphins game and the Chiefs game. And all I kept saying was, this is calculated. This is calculated. Belichick is not showing anything on purpose because they're a different team in the playoffs. I think it bit them in the butt because they should have showed some things in order to win that game and get the 2 seed, but I think that they didn't want to put anything on film. and they played very vanilla.
And then it got too close.
And it got too close, and they ended up...
Their offense isn't good enough to make up the difference when
correct.
It's that close.
Yes. Brady's a little bit different than he has been in the past, but from that perspective, I will not count them out in the postseason because they're going to throw a lot more different things at you.
I'm never going to say something as dumb as I'll eat a hat if something happens on the air again, because I did that once and ate part of a hat. So
how does
that
taste?
I'm never going to be awful. I went with a straw hat. See me.
Why would you go with a straw hat?
I thought
hat?
It would cook the best.
At least maybe mesh could go down easier.
Mesh? Oh, that feels like it's going to get clogged. That does not feel like
an Under Armour hat.
I tried to cook it.
Oh.
You know, there weren't any rules and I couldn't cook the hat. I thought straw might break down a little better. It did not, to be clear. So that was not the solution. I should have gone with a different
material. So sad that I missed this.
But I am, after they lost to the Dolphins and they have to go 3 plus a Super Bowl, I think there's a 0% chance they win the Super Bowl this year. I'm not saying they can't be the Chiefs. I'm not saying they won't be the Titans. The odds of them going 4 games with that offense into a Super Bowl title this year, and they've won some Super Bowls in years I definitely didn't think they should.
Right.
Or were going to, teams that I thought, that team's not good enough to win a Super Bowl. And they did, because the path was easier because they get a bye, or teams would fall out of their way because they get a bye, or Tom Brady would carry them just enough. And they've got a really good defense. I just don't know how they score with 4 teams in a row. I'm not trying to bury it. I don't know how they do it.
I don't know how they do it either. And yet they do it every single year. So I will not count them out of the postseason, Cody.
I'm just trying to talk you into it.
Do it. You can't talk me into it because I've been burned and we discussed this last time.
Yeah, you did say you buried them before.
I have buried them before and I won't do it again.
I've happily not been team bury them. I have just consistently given them their props. And I'm not quite, I'm scooping the dirt. I just haven't shoveled it on the grave yet. The second, if they lose to the Titans in round one, they are buried.
Well,
I'm out.
Yeah.
And I'm out.
I've been reading a lot of the articles up in Boston, and I tell you what, if you guys think that the Kansas City media is mean, Boston is a whole nother level. The first article that came out that I read was an opinion column that the Patriots are going nowhere in the playoffs after this incredibly miserable, embarrassing loss to the Dolphins, which isn't completely wrong. It was pretty embarrassing.
I don't think they're going to win.
They don't think they're going to win that first round matchup against the Titans.
That doesn't seem that far-fetched to me.
No. But I'm not counting them out. I would not be surprised either way.
Yeah, I'd pick them to win that game. I just don't think I'd completely eliminate it as a possibility. But what a difference for the Chiefs, who at no point this season, I feel like after they lost Mahomes and they, split those games, but then lost a couple of ugly ones, right, to the Colts. Mm-hmm. After the way that season started and Mahomes got hurt for a few games, I was completely resigned to the fact that, all right, all the Chiefs need to do is win a bad division, get a home playoff game, and then try to go on a run when everybody is healthy. I never at any point this season legitimately thought the 2 seed was still in play. After they went on that run, I thought, this is out of play.
I thought that maybe the Chiefs would be able to slide into it if the Bills could beat the Patriots. That was the one team that I was resting my
your
hat
hopes on.
Yeah. I was like, that's it. Of the last 3 remaining teams, that could happen. But then when the Patriots put them away, you're like, the Dolphins. There's no way.
Fitzmagic.
In Foxborough. Maybe a little Fitzmagic could happen, but what are they playing for? The only thing they're playing for is to be the spoiler for the Patriots, whereas the Patriots are playing for everything. So I thought the 2 was still in play. I just wasn't sure. I didn't think it would happen in week 17.
No, I didn't think it. I mean, again, I kind of discounted it much earlier in the season. It just didn't feel like it was all in the car. It's really hard to get a 2 seed. A lot of things have to go your way. The Chiefs have lost their starting quarterbacks for 2.5 games. They lost a starting wide receiver. What? Tyreek Hill's probably missed, 4 games total?
At least, yeah.
5? When you include these half games, he's missed parts of 4 or 5 games this season. They've lost, Frank Clark wasn't right for half the year.
Right.
They felt like they lost too much in a year where, sure, you can still win the division because you've got Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and all the pieces. But at that point, I just didn't assume they would be able to put that piece back together considering where they were from.
Right.
It is a huge advantage to get a bye.
Yes.
Even, I think people are always sour because, if you don't know, Danny, the Chiefs' history in the playoffs is still a bit mired in some unfortunate losses. And they've only had 1 playoff run with Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
And he's 1-1. And so I think people still kind of feel that, but that was like a really great game against an all-time great dynasty.
Yeah.
There's no real reason for me to discount what Mahomes can do in the playoffs yet.
No, absolutely not. And I know that people feel like there's something that's going to happen in the playoffs and it's going to burn them again because that's just what Kansas City Chiefs fans do. I'm sorry, guys. But you got to have a lot more faith this year. I do. I completely agree with you in the fact that the two seed did seem a long ways out, especially the minute that I saw Patrick Mahomes go down at Mile High. You just thought, we need to just barely squeak into the playoffs now. If he's going to be out any extended period of time.
I think at that time there was still a thought that like surgery would have to happen sooner rather than later. And he might just be out.
So you're like, oh, wait, okay, playoffs are probably out of the picture. Or if we could squeak in, it would be great. Then you go through those two games or three-ish games with Matt Moore, and you're like, oh, okay, well, it's not just Patrick Mahomes that's actually helping them win games this year. And the defense finally started to click. And then the Tennessee Titans game happened, and you're like, oh, great, these mental mistakes. But something happened after that game that made everything, all three phases, kind of click together and click and mesh, and you're like, wait, this defense is starting to win games for this team. It doesn't have to be all about Patrick Mahomes. Okay, you know what? Three seed, definitely a lock. Maybe we can get a two seed. I don't think I ever discounted the two seed simply because I knew that, I mean, anything can happen on any given Sunday. And then when you come down the stretch, it always feels like there's some kind of pushing around or movement that happens in the last, you know, 4 or 5 weeks, and you never really know. So I don't think I ever discounted that two seed.
You know, for me, I guess even better than all of, like you mentioned, all of the things that kind of go into a season. It, like, when you start listing or we start listing the things, this was a much better coaching job by the staff in general than last year. Last year's 12-win team was pretty easy because you could just put 35 on people, and even if your defense was bad, it's kind of hard to score 35 in the NFL. This year, it was a lot more work to get to 12 wins and still got to 12 wins in a bye, which is, in a way, like, I'm weirdly more impressed by the job they've done this year versus last year, even if at times it's looked, I think you said, like, clunkier or a little more haphazard.
Yeah.
It definitely hasn't been nearly as clean.
No, it certainly hasn't, but that's also been a good thing. And back to your point, everyone's going to talk about Steve Spagnuolo and how good he's done as the defensive coordinator and the coaching job that he's done with his defense and how he's gotten them all to work together and his scheme has started to unfold and be brilliant. But also, I look back at those Matt Moore games, and I think, you know what? It also made Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy have to coach a little bit better because they now had to put Matt Moore in positions and the offensive positions to be successful. And so you had to be a little bit more schematic. And
they had to play small ball with Mahomes hurt, too.
Yes, yeah. But it made me realize that, okay, you know what? They're having to do a little bit more coaching instead of being able to rely on just Patrick Mahomes being able to ad-lib.
When, you know, one of the other, yes, absolutely. It's been far different this year than last year, which is why, again, I think it's a better coaching job this season than what they did last year. We had the conversation last week about whether or not we think they're more likely. Now I think equally as likely as last year's team, seeing how they don't have to play in the first round again.
Yeah.
And there isn't a Patriots team. There is still a dominant team in the way, which is the Ravens.
Right.
So I think you just run into that same problem of the AFC title game where you put yourself in a position of, I kind of assume they're going to find themselves in the AFC title game, and then I give them a 50-50 shot against the Ravens because the Ravens are a really good team. Chiefs have already beaten them. But that's kind of how I felt about that team last year anyway.
Mm-hmm. And I would love to see that AFC championship game because I want to see how much better the Chiefs' defense has gotten, how much better the Ravens' offense has gotten. So that'll be something definitely to look forward to.
Well, hopefully we'll talk about it next week. Thanks,
I think that
Danny.
Sounds great.
Danny Welniak of KCTV5 joining us here on Middays. Again, starting on Thursday. We're off tomorrow. Starting on Thursday, we'll officially start the new Midday show. It'll be me, Cody Tapp, my partner, Alex Gold, for Cody and Gold, which is what we both go by. Plus, Tapp and Gold sounded weird, and Golden Tapp makes it sound like I'm made of gold. So, Cody and Gold starts Thursdays here with our producer, Steven Serta. Come just a little bit. Thanks to Serta on the other side. Thanks to Danny Welniak for joining me as well. K-State football coming your way next here on 610 Sports Radio. We'll talk to you guys later.
Middays brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at kclend.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.